Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, retired on Wednesday, attended the concluding session of the Acharya Vishesh Prasikshan Shivar at Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya, New Delhi. The week-long camp, celebrating the 50th year of Vivekananda Kendra, focused on innovative educational techniques and was organized by the Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya's Arunachal Pradesh Trust. Speaking on the occasion, the governor highlighted the historical and modern significance of teachers, praised Vivekananda Kendra for their contributions to education and rural development, and urged teachers to foster discipline, inquisitiveness, and problem-solving abilities in students, and to teach beyond textbooks using nature and innovative methods. He also expressed concern about rural education standards and suggested adopting VKV's teaching culture statewide. The camp saw participation from 586 teachers, including 208 women from 44 VKV institutions and the Vivekananda Kendra College of Teacher Education, New Delhi. The Indian Army recently joined hands with locals in Taksengompa, Tawang District, Arunachal Pradesh, to celebrate Buddha Purnima. The event held near the picturesque Sangetsar Lake honored the area's spiritual heritage, with Taksengompa being a significant site where Guru Padmasambhava meditated. The celebration, part of the Army's commitment to nation building, featured various activities aimed at fostering community welfare and strengthening ties. A medical camp provided free checkups and medicines, while a lively volleyball championship promoted physical fitness and unity among the youth. The festivities included a communal lunch showcasing local cuisines, infrastructure donations, and a captivating performance by the Indian Army Band. Traditional dances and songs highlighted the rich cultural heritage of the region. Buddha Jayanti was celebrated with religious fervor today at Itanagar Gonpa Monastery, Siddhartha Vihar, Itanagar. His Eminence Tulku Thupten Tendar Rinpoche, abbot of Tawang Monastery, led the devout in offering prayers, marking the auspicious occasion in presence of large number of devotees and people from the Buddhist community. Speaking on the occasion, Bhiksu Tawang Math Jambe Sange elaborated on the significance of the Buddha Jayanti. Later, a voluntary blood donation camp was organized at the Siddhartha Vihar Complex in commemoration of Buddha Jayanti, coordinated by the Arunachal Life Saving Foundation in collaboration with medical representatives from TRIMS and RKM Hospital, which saw active participation from various sectors. Clean rivers are the lifeline of our ecosystem, emphasized Itanagar Municipal Corporation Ward No. 6 Corporator Gyamar Taz, as nearly 3.5 metric tons of garbage were removed from the Yagamso River Division 4 area, Itanagar, on Wednesday. The cleanliness drive was organized by the All Abotani Colony Welfare Association and NGOs, including Youth Mission for Clean River and Abralo Memorial Multipurpose Society, supported by the Itanagar Smart City Development Corporation. Speaking on the occasion, IMC Ward No. 6 Corporator Taz urged residents to stop dumping waste into the river, highlighting daily garbage collection by IMC trucks and calling for home waste segregation to reduce landfill use. He also praised the ward's youth and public for their participation and pledged ongoing support for YMCR's environmental initiatives. Over 80 volunteers participated in this extensive clean-up drive. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated across the country today, marking the birth anniversary of Lord Buddha. This major festival is observed by Buddhists worldwide, including India, Nepal, Bhutan, Burma, Thailand, Tibet, Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, Cambodia, Singapore, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings. President Murmu highlighted Lord Buddha's teachings of truth, nonviolence, and love for all beings, inspiring service to humanity. While Vice President Dhankar highlighted the transformative power of Buddha's teachings, including the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, which promote compassion and nonviolence. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.